My name is Eddie Orme, Commissioner Precinct One. I'll be presiding over this court meeting today, being April the 23rd, 2018. Judge Brannick and Commissioner Alford are both out this day, and they'll be missed, but we will conduct this meeting without them today. The invocation will be given by Commissioner Michael Senegal, Commissioner Precinct Four, Three, excuse me, and followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Brent Weaver, Commissioner Precinct Two. Please rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you continue to bless this court and all the elected officials and those staff for Jefferson County. I ask that you bless the citizens of Jefferson County. Bless those that are fighting for our democracy abroad and here at home. I ask that you protect their families and bless this great nation. I ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the side of the Church of Nations flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. We're going to go a little bit out of the agenda today. We have a very important recognition today amongst our employees in Jefferson County. And we'll start off with the agenda item under human relations. And I'll ask Mr. Kerry Erickson, our Director for Human Resources, to come forward.
Thank you very much, Commissioners. I appreciate this opportunity. If you're not aware, April is National County Government Month, and we thought it very fitting to move the presentation of this award for our Employee Excellence Award to this month. We've done it in March before, but we decided to move it this month in conjunction with that National County Government Month. And I want to take just a moment. We had a number of nominees for this award. And these are folks who are nominated by their peers, by their supervisors, department heads, and elected officials. So it's entirely done from within the county confines. And we did have some excellent judges that gave their time to narrow down those nominees and then select the finalists. I don't know if they could all be here today, but I do want to recognize them. If you are here, please stand up. Cynthia McKenzie, Jody Janice, Raquel Diaz, Mark Bernard, and LaRue Rojo. And we appreciate y'all doing that for us. That said, we'll move right on. Our second finalist and the winner of the $300 award and certificate is Jolene Frisia. Jolene? Jolene is the Chief Deputy of the County Treasurer. She's been with the county for 22 years and was nominated because she exhibits integrity, professionalism, and dedication to what she does. Jolene exhibits an extraordinary work ethic and is extremely knowledgeable in her profession. She is always eager and willing to learn more and also to share that knowledge with others. Her commitment to her profession, her knowledge, and her abilities are a true asset to Jefferson County. And we certainly know that Tim couldn't do his job without her. Thank you again. Congratulations. Okay, the first finalist and the winner of the $350 award and that certificate is Cody Eastep, the dispatcher for the Sheriff's Office. Stand right here for a minute. Cody has been with the county for almost 4 years and was nominated because she possesses a work ethic rarely seen in the workplace today. Her devotion to duty is evident in her professionalism, her confidence in her ability to do her job, and her ability to instill that confidence in others. Cody has an extraordinary ability to multitask and give all the needed information to sheriff's deputies in a calm and reassuring manner, even during the most stressful situations. And if you've ever been in a dispatch office, that is probably the understatement of the decade that is a stressful situation. Cody makes the needs of the deputies and their safety her first priority. She was quoted as saying, "I do my best for the best," and I think that is excellent. Cody's professionalism, patience, and friendliness go a long way towards easing the most frantic situation. She is often complimented on her job performance by her coworkers and deputies, and they would all like her to know that her hard work does not go unnoticed. She undoubtedly exemplifies the most worthy characteristics of a Jefferson County employee. So congratulations. Our winner of the 2017 Employee Excellence Award receives $700 and her name on a plaque to be displayed on the county clerk by the county clerk's office. That's also a certificate. And this goes to an employee who's dedicated over 15 years of service to Jefferson County. Our 2017 Employee Excellence Award winner is Stephanie Monk. Consistently puts forth the extra effort to help others. She excels in her profession, has extraordinary attention to detail, timeliness, and courtesy. Stephanie anticipates need before she is asked and enables a finished product to be exceptional. This is the tough part. She acts as a legal secretary for five attorneys. If I did that, well, that's why I did that my hair. She has to coordinate with many lawyers, court staff, police officers, judges, travel agencies, business professionals, doctors, witnesses, and victims. Many of those that interact with the DA's office can be difficult. I can't imagine why. Unpleasant or even hostile. She has frequently had to deal with angry and rude witnesses or victims who do not want to be involved, yet she handles each person with elegance and patience. Stephanie takes an overwhelming amount of assignments, and she has always gone above and beyond what is needed to be done without a hint of complaint. She creates an environment that is calm and supportive, and it even has the ability to diffuse tension with her composure and patience. Stephanie excels at her work despite all of these challenges, and continues to do so on a daily basis. Again, these characteristics that Stephanie exhibits are truly a great example for all Jefferson County employees. Congratulations. And with that, Commissioner, if you could approve the proclamation and read it, that'd be fantastic. And then after that, we'll let everybody go and eat some cake.
Thank you, Kerry. And to you and your staff, I want to say personally that really appreciate all the hard work that you guys and leaders do in that department. And I know it's a difficult situation, but y'all are doing an excellent job. So thank you and your staff tremendously for that. If they want to stand up,
thank you, Commissioner. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do want to. Mary Nation Dallas coordinated all this, and then Hillary is a big part of this as well. Charmaine's out today. Thank these two ladies.
Thank you. Okay, we have a couple of items of the human resources. Item A for the presentation of the 2017 Employee Excellence Award, and item B, consider and possibly approve resolution for the 2017 Employee Excellence Award winner, which Commissioner Weaver will read following the vote. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Senegal, a second by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, call for the vote. All in favor, aye. Any opposed, like aye. That being approved, I'll ask Commissioner Weaver to read the resolution for the 2017 Employee Excellence Award winner.
At this time, I'll read the resolution. It's my honor and privilege, Stephanie. Thank you for the work that you do for Jefferson County and the District Attorney's Office. Congratulations to all the winners. And thank you to all the employees that are here that helped keep all this moving forward. We couldn't do it without you. And so we always want to show our appreciation. So our resolution today says, whereas the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, and whereas Stephanie Monk, Administration Operations Manager in the District Attorney's Office, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the high standards of loyalty, knowledge, and respect towards others, as well as dedication. And whereas these qualities are shown by her 15 years of dedication to Jefferson County and her overall professional skills, pleasant demeanor, which promotes a great example and a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she shares her knowledge. Now, therefore, Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, in a regular meeting, duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2017 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Stephanie Monk and praises her for her dedicated services to the citizens of Jefferson County and employees of Jefferson County. Signed this day, all commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you again to the court for this opportunity, and I do want to mention also that National Telecommunications Week, I guess, of April 8th through 14th, and we also had Administrative Professionals Day, which is April 25th, in case you didn't know that, and so I want to bring that up. But for now, anybody that wants to go ahead and join us for cake and punch outside, go ahead and do that.
I want to personally say thank you to all of the winners. Thanks to all of those who were nominated and all the rest of our employees in Jefferson County. We are very fortunate to have the talent and the expertise here and all the family members that are here today. Thank you very, very much. And to the judges who participated in making these nominations.
Real quick, Stephanie, you want to introduce your family this year?
I would love to. This is my husband, Mike. This is my grandbaby, Sunny Bean. My daughter, Brittany Albanese, and her husband, Bubba. This is my daughter, Jessica Bean. And that's her husband, Matt Bean.
Thank y'all for being here.
And if you would like at this time to go ahead and adjourn after the foyer for refreshments, you're more than happy to do so, or you can stay for the rest of our wonderful meeting.
Say some cake.
Yeah. Save Commission Synagogue a piece of cake, please.
Break the cord.
Who was one of our honorees the second year.
I'll read the proclamation at this time, and you'll have an opportunity to make comments if you'd like. Older American Month. Whereas May is Older American Month, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County, which I am now one of, should be commended, excuse me, I got off track here, are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bonds between neighbors to create a better place to live. And whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation. And whereas we wish to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunities to remain in their communities as active and engaged citizens. And whereas Older American Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older adults in leading quality lives while maintaining dignity and independence. And whereas the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize their contributions to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community, and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable, and whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community, economically, socially, culturally, and otherwise improving quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the fourth annual Deliver the Difference Benefiting Meals on Wheels to honor Charlene and Bud Leonard, Bob Rogan, and posthumously Gethro William Wright on Thursday, May the 3rd, 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 2018 as Older Americans Month in Jefferson County. Approve this day by all of the commissioners. Thank y'all.
Well, actually, it's our seventh. So it's probably our typo, but I've been coming here for 7 years now, and we've been doing this luncheon honoring some very special people in our community. And everywhere I go, I talk about what a wonderful community we live in and how supported they are. Bud and Charlene Leonard have been stellar citizens of our community, supporting Lamar, and they both commented their most treasured thing in life and the thing that they've done the most was to raise two wonderful children. And Bob Rogan, who has committed his life to art and has helped so many students acquire a talent and lead them in a life that shows creativity. And then, of course, we celebrate the Honorable Gap Williams, and she was thrilled when we first asked her to be one of our honorees, and we will certainly miss her being there, but her family will be there. And, of course, the services that Nutrition and Services provides allow our seniors to remain at home. We can serve someone a whole year for the same cost as to go into the hospital for one day. And even our services can keep that one day in the hospital from happening. So we feel like it's a vital service that we perform. And last Friday night, we celebrated the volunteers who helped deliver our Meals on Wheels. And when I looked at it, that group of people who give their time, their gas, and their willingness to serve is quite amazing. And that's representative of our community. So thank you for your support, and we hope that we see everyone at the luncheon.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate all that the Nutrition and Services for Seniors does in our community, as this proclamation indicates. And thank you, ladies, for being here today, and thanks to all the volunteers who work countless hours to help deliver the services that y'all provide. So thank you very much. Okay. Our next proclamation is to be read by Commissioner Zinnerwald.
Call for the vote.
Oh, we didn't vote? Okay. I thought we did. All right. We have a motion made by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Sinigal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. I'm entitled one too far, right? Temporary judge. Okay, all right, let's go to item number C. That would be the reading of the proclamation for Relay of Life. Is there someone here to represent that group? Nope. We want to go ahead and read it? Nope, okay. All right, well, those both have been approved. So let's get back to our regular agenda. We'll turn back over to purchasing. Okay, under purchasing. Item A, reject all bids for one of the 17-047/JW heavy equipment for Jefferson County Precinct Number 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey. For bid item number 2, Mustang Cat Model 120 M2 motor grader or equivalent. Bid number 4, a BOMAG Model BW11RH-5 pneumatic roller or equivalent. Bid number 6, BOMAG Model BW161AD-5 vibratory tandem roller or equivalent. Bid item number 7, BOMAG Model BW211PD-5 84-inch single drum pad foot roller or equivalent. Bid number 9, John Deere 5065E utility tractor OOS four-wheel drive or equivalent. Item number B, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offers for 1FB17-047/JW heavy equipment for Jefferson County Precinct Number 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey with Associated Supply Companies, Inc., ASCAS, also known as ASCO, Beaumont Tractor Company, Briggs Equipment, Incorporated, Mustang Cat, and RV Everett and Company. Item C, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of 1FB17-010/YS term contract crushed slag, grade 1, type D, class 2, and asphalt products for Jefferson County for the first 1 year renewal with Martin Asphalt Company from April 30th, 2018 to April 29th, 2019 with proposed price increases as shown on attachment A. These price increases are due to an increase in the cost of production product manufacturing. And number D, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file attachment 7 to contract 1FB15-011/JW term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County. This amendment will add biomedical waste services for Jack Brooks Regional Airport Terminal, 6000 Airline Drive, Beaumont, Texas, 77705, and Jerry Ware Terminal, 5000 Jerry Ware Drive, Beaumont, Texas, 77705, at a rate of $35 per container per haul, $35 per container per month on an as-needed or on-call basis. Item number E is to be tabled, and under addendum, we have item F, consider, approve, and execute, receive, refile, and file Motorola Services annual agreement for the countywide 800 megahertz radio system in the amount of $286,000 from 05/01/2018 to 08/31/2018. This is in accordance with the HGAC agreement RA01-08. Ford Security Grant will pay for 75% federal share, which was awarded to the city of Beaumont, with the remaining 25% local share of the cost to be shared by all local entities in Jefferson, Martin, and Orange County. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Have a motion made and seconded on items A, B, C, D, and addendum F. Any further discussion?
Yes, I just want to clarify, Deb, on A, all the bids for those items, anyone that bid on those items,
are
all those
rejected.
Bids are rejected.
Yes,
Okay, we're going back out on those items.
Call for the vote, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Okay, we'll go down to item county auditor. Item A, consider and approve budget transfer of Road and Bridge Precinct 4, additional cost for repairs to grade off. That's under account number 114, road machinery, $14,700. Crush stone, $14,700. Item B is to be tabled. Item C, consider and approve budget amendment for JP Precinct 6, replacement of furniture due to water damage. Account code under 120, minor equipment, $5,200. Item contingency appropriations, $5,200. Item D, receive and file financial operation statements, county funds only for the month ending March 31st, 2018. And item E, Brigger County bills, check number 445436 through checks number 455695. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Okay, county commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Carrie Guillory, a Road and Bridge Precinct Number 4 employee. Item B and C has already been voted on, and item D, consider possible approval authorization. Authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file contract TX-CDBG contract amendment / modification request A1101, contract 721-6231. This is to add one address inadvertently omitted previously. Do we have a motion on the items A and D under county commissioner?
Second.
The motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign. Okay, that's unanimously approved. Or done. That was too fast. I think that covers it all. Okay, is any other business received reports from elected officials and staff on matters of community interest without taking action? Do we have any information? I do have a news release that was just came out from FEMA. It's for those involved with people may be impacted from Hurricane Harvey. For those building, rebuilding, or repairing, can plan for the future and get questions answered by mitigation specialists April the 23rd to 28th. As Texans build and rebuild or repair their homes after Hurricane Harvey, home improvement stores and FEMA mitigation specialists are teaming up to provide free information, tips, and literature on making homes stronger and safer. FEMA mitigation specialists will answer questions and offer tips and techniques to build hazard-resistant homes using proven methods that will prevent or reduce damage from future disasters. Most of the information and free literature provided is geared to the do-it-yourself or our general contractors. The one in Jefferson County will be held at M&D Supply, 4580 College Street, Beaumont, Texas, today, April the 23rd, through Saturday, April the 28th, from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So those of you in attendance and those of you on the TV station that are interested, please try to attend that. Hopefully you get some answers on rebuilding or modifying or refurbishing your homes damaged by Hurricane Harvey. Do we have anything else to come before the court today? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.